we see how the Norwegian company has withdrawn from the ESD partnership in the last week or so. So it shows that it makes a mockery of everything that the government is doing in terms of what they say they're doing and being climate resilient and building a climate action plan and stuff like that there. When they actually, people are walking away, companies, you think companies would be the be-all and end-all, but maybe because that's a state-owned company, maybe the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael aren't too interested in it. If it was a private sector company, maybe you'd be bending over backwards to make sure that they'd be looked after in relation to it. And then we see stuff like the that's been mentioned by numerous members here, is about the Board of Mona stopping the harvesting of peat, yet we're importing peat briquettes from Germany hand over fist. It doesn't make any sense. And how can the government stop the manufacture of peat briquettes, but they won't stop the import of peat briquettes into the country? That doesn't make any sense. And it makes a mockery. And how do you expect people to buy into the carbon action plan and buy into the need that we need to reduce our carbon when we see these kind of stupid things going on? Because they are nonsensical. And you need to stop that to make sure that actually people can have faith that the government is actually working on their behalf. And in reality, that's what it comes down to, because it seems that the government is working on behalf of data centres, but they're not working on behalf of the citizens of the country. And we all know that consumerism and capitalism are the real causes of environmental decline. And in order to truly address the energy crisis, we need to stop the development of these data centres at the detriment of our citizens. I would like to ask the question that Niall Williams asks: how much of the world do we have to destroy in order to save it? I think that's very important.